各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
很高兴我们又可以在线上一起聚集敬拜神。
I'm really happy that we can worship God online again.
不晓得你喜不喜欢歌或是唱歌。
Not sure if you like songs, listening or to sing songs.
现在的人有手机，常常会下载 Spotify 或者是 Pandora。让开车的时候，一个人的时候，有歌曲的陪伴。
So right now, people, when they're driving, they listen to their Spotify or Pandora.
那圣经上也教导我们要向神来唱新诗。
So the Bible tells us that we have to sing the song to the a new song to the Lord.
我们 小时候唱一首儿歌，它开始就是哥哥爸爸真伟大。
So when we are younger, with the little children will sing that the mother and father are the greatest.
当爸爸妈妈看到，听到小朋友唱这个诗歌啊，都非常的喜乐。
And so when the parents, they hear the children sing the song, they are so happy.
当神听到我们对他的歌颂，神也很喜乐。
And when God hears we sing to him, he will be also very joyful.
我们来看诗篇33篇第三节。
Let's turn to Psalms 33.
诗篇33篇第三节。
Psalms 33 verse
3. 33篇第三节。
Psalms 33 verse 3.
应当向他唱新歌，弹得巧妙。声音洪亮，请读。
Verse 3, sing to him a new song, play skillfully with a shout of joy.
我很喜欢这一个经文，他说我们要向主唱新歌。
I love this verse because it tells us that we have to sing a new song to the Lord.
要弹得巧妙，要声音洪亮。
That we have to play it skillfully with a shout of joy.
今天晚上我们用向主唱新歌做题目。
So this evening we'll use the topic, Oh, sing to the Lord a new song as the topic.
我们来看诗篇98篇的内容，用这个做题目看诗篇98篇。
Using this topic, we'll look at the contents from Psalms 98.
我们来谈，为什么要唱新歌。
And we will talk about why we have to sing a new song.
我们来谈如何来唱来向神唱新歌。
And we will discuss how we can sing a new song to the Lord.
最后我们邀约天地，邀约弟兄姐妹一起来唱新歌。
And finally, we will invite all the brethren to sing this new song.
我们来看诗篇98篇，这是我们读经的进度。
And so this is our Bible reading schedule as well, Psalms 98.
那很奇妙，诗篇98篇的主要内容跟96篇非常像。
And so the contents from Psalm 98 is very similar to 96.
那我们先来读98篇的第一节、第二节。
Let's read verse 1 and 2, Psalms 98.
98篇第一节、第二节。
Psalms 98, verse 1 and 2.
我们把红线夹在98篇。So, 你们要向主唱新歌，因为他行过奇妙的事，他的右手和圣臂施行救恩，主发明了他的救恩，在列邦人眼前显出公义。请读。
Verse 1. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known.
继续，对不起。
The Lord has made known his salvation, his righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations.
一开头就是我们的题目，向主唱新歌。
So the start is our topic to sing the new song.
那为什么要向主唱新歌呢？
And why should we sing a new song to the Lord?
第一节他很清楚地跟我们讲，因为他行过奇妙的事，他的右手他最有膀臂的手，他的圣臂，他那个圣洁的手，他曾经为我们施行过救恩。
And so the reason is verse one, he has done marvelous things. His right hand, his holy arm has gained the victory.
当然第二个原因在第九节，因为他来要审判遍地。
And the second reason is in verse 9 that he shall come and judge the world.
所以我们要对神唱新歌，因为他很爱我们，也非常的公义。
And we sing a new song to the Lord because he loves us and he's also righteous.
第二节他说他发明了他的救恩，你只是读英文哦。
And in verse 2 it says that he has made known his salvation.
那个发明哦，不是 invent 啊，不是创造发明啊，是他让我们认识了他的救恩。
And so it is not to invent, but instead is to make us know his salvation.
所以我这个就像哥林多前书跟我们讲的哦，哥林多后书跟我们讲的，其实他过去救我们，现在救我们，将来还要救我们。
And so just like what's mentioned in 2 Corinthians, that he has saved us since the beginning, and he continues to save us and will continue to save us in the future.
当我们人经历过神救恩的时候是非常的兴奋，你想要歌颂他的救恩。
And so when a person has received a salvation, they are very excited, they want to praise God.
你记得吗？当犹太人他们被埃及追的时候，神为他们开了红海。
And do you still remember when the Israelites, they were saved by God, and the Egyptians were chasing after them when they were crossing the Red Sea?
那他们过红海，埃及追兵下来的时候，神用洪水灭了埃及的兵丁。
So when they went through the Red Sea and the Israelites were following them, God closed the sea, so it swallowed them.
在没有路为他们开一条路，又为他们解决了敌人的危险。
When there was no road for them to go, but God opened the road and they escaped the danger.
米利暗跟众妇女他们就弹琴他们就是歌颂神在红海边歌颂神。
So Midian and the other another women, they by the sea, they praised and they sang to God.
因为他为我们行了奇妙的事。
Because he has done a wonderful thing for us.
那在启示录在新约五章的第九节提到我们要唱新歌，是因为那个羔羊呢，曾经被杀的羔羊呢，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国买了人来。
And in Revelation chapter 5, verse 9, it says, "You are worthy to take the scroll, because you have redeemed every tribe and tongue and people and nation."
所以那边说呢，我们要对神唱新歌，因为神叫买来的人呢，能够归给他。他买我们归给自己，归给神。所以呢，因为这样的救赎，启示录五章九节一开头就说你他们唱新歌。
And so in Revelation chapter 5, verse 9, it says they sang a new song. It is because they were redeemed by God's blood and they were bought by God.
所以我们如果体会到神救赎，就是要唱新歌。那唱新歌呢，目的就是为了要纪念神的恩典。
And so the purpose of singing the new song is to remember God's grace.
我们来看回来98篇第三节。
Let's turn back to Psalms 98, verse 3.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不要忘记神的恩典。
So brother and sister, let's not forget God's grace.
98篇第三节，纪念他向以色列家所发的慈爱，所凭的信实，地的四极都看见我们神的救恩。
Verse 3, he has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
神对我们极其慈爱，极其信实。
And so how merciful God is treat us and how faithful he is to us.
当然这边是说纪念像以色列人，那我们本身就是属灵的以色列人。
And so, of course, here it says to the house of Israel, but we are a spiritual Israelite.
如果他们是地上的沙，我们就是天上的星。
If they are the sand on the earth, we are the stars in heaven.
我们都是亚伯拉罕的祖孙。
We are the descendants of Abraham.
你看我们这个七月四号、哦、国庆日、啊、有的人唱国歌，有的人升国旗、啊、要来纪念、啊、国家诞生的日子。
And so you can see on the, in the July 4th,、many people, they will carry,、raise up their flags and sing the national anthem to remember.
那今天我们在主里面、哦、我们的诗歌里面也有纪念主死、主为我们救赎的、啊、诗歌。
And also in our hymns today, we sing that it has hymns that remember the death of our Savior, Jesus.
我记得有一次我在参加圣餐典礼。
Once I remember, I attended a Holy Communion.
我们刚好在唱九十八首。
We happened to sing 98.
那首诗歌说，当我思量奇妙十架，荣耀之主在上悬挂。
And so that hymn says, when I survey the wondrous cross.
那第三节他谈到说，我主头、主肋、主足、主手。都受创伤，鲜血涌流。
And so in verse 3 it says that、his hands, his feet,、everything was、suffered for us.、
那我隔壁那个弟兄、哦哦、他唱得非常有感情、啊、
And so the brother that next to me sat with,、sang with such emotions.
我就想到圣经上说的那个口唱心和，他不只是嘴里唱，你从他的歌声当中，你体会到他真的非常用心在唱。
So if you pay close attention, you can feel his heart through his singing.、
哦、我真的很感动、啊、这首歌在纪念主的死。
So I was、deeply moved that this hymn talks remembers the death of our Lord Jesus.、
啊、所以我们要对神唱新歌来纪念他、哦
So we have to sing the new song to remember him.
那我们再回来看九十六篇的第一节、第二节。
Let's turn to Psalms 96, verse 1 and 2.
啊，诗篇九十六篇第一节、第二节，这个也开头也是说你们要向神唱新歌。
And、Psalm 96, 1 and 2, the start is also sing to the Lord a new song.
全地都向主唱歌唱。
And so sing to the Lord all the earth.
那第二节第啊第二节就跟我们第三节跟我们讲为什么要唱新歌。
Verse 2 and 3 says why we have to sing this new song.
第二节要向主唱歌唱，称颂他的名，天天传扬他的救恩啊，进入。
Sing to the Lord, bless his name, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day.
啊、这边提到说我们要天天传扬神的救恩，我们灵会到弟兄姐妹，我们有在传扬神的、啊、恩典吗？
And so here it tells us every single day we should proclaim the good news.、did we proclaim the good news?、
啊、我们有恩典写在这个祷告群里面很好，但是如果你有好朋友，也要懂得邀他们、啊、这是你生命的见证，主这么好，你邀他们来参加我们晚上的礼拜三到礼拜六晚上的布道会将要举开的。
And of course, it is good to put our prayer request in a prayer request, but it's even more better if we could invite our friends and family to attend the Wednesday and Friday evening online service, especially the spiritual convocation is arriving.
我们在美国有那个宣道小组啊，美国总会下面有设一个宣道小组。
So in the USGA, there's an evangelical team.
我们现在在谈要在做全美国的这个英文和善那的活动。
So now we're discussing to establish a whole nation of Hosanna outreach.
我们也在谈要在全国做一个西班牙文和善那的活动。
We're also discussing a whole nation of Spanish Hosanna outreach.
和善那诗歌、啊、就是用诗歌来传扬神的大爱。
In Hosanna Outreach, they use us hymns to proclaim the good news.
最近我读到一个见证啊。
Recently, I heard a testimony.
有一个念书的学生呢，他没有宗教的思想，但是突然呢，在走路当中听了一个同学在哼那个诗歌啊，他就觉得很好听。
So there was this student who was studying and did not believe in any religion. But one day the person heard another student humming hymns, and it was he enjoyed it.
他就问他说，哇，你这个歌很好听耶，我什么地方可以去听听这个诗歌啊？
And so the students asked other students, say, where do you get these hymns from? I'd like to also go listen.
那结果他就带他到我们教会来了。
And then because of this, the student brought the other student to our church.
后来认识安息日的重要，守安息日，神的恩典一点一点就归到他身上。
And then began to learn the importance of a Sabbath, and slowly God's grace was given to the student.
所以诗歌也是一种传扬福音的一个利器。
And so using hymns is also a tool to proclaim the gospel.
那这个诗歌更重要的就是在歌颂神的荣耀。
And the importance of the hymns is to proclaim the glory of God.
我们看96篇的第三节。
Psalms 96 verse 3.
96篇第三节，在列邦中述说他的荣耀，在万民中述说他的奇事。
Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples.
你还记得在以赛亚书第六章，以赛亚看到神的呼召的一个意象，天使在唱诗歌。
And do you still remember in Isaiah chapter 6, it records that the angels were singing hymns.
他唱圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，然后再来他继续唱哦。The whole earth is full of his glory. 全地就充满了神的荣耀。
And it says, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
所以连天使用诗歌都在谈到全地充满了神的荣耀。
So even when angels sing hymns, they also proclaim the whole world is full of glory.
那我读到这里常常想到我们那首诗歌 Glory, glory, hallelujah! 荣耀荣耀归天上的神哦。
So this reminds me of the hymn Glory, Glory.
那我们刚刚说的这个我们要用诗歌来歌颂神的第二个原因就是因为他用公义审判世界。
And before we mention the second reason to sing a new song is that he is going to judge the whole world.
我们来，98篇我们知道了，我们来看96篇的第十节到第十二、第十三节。
Let's look at Psalms 96.
第十节到十三节。
Verse 10 to 13.
十节，96篇十节，人在列邦中要说主作王。世界就坚立，不得动摇。他要按公义审判众民。第十一节，愿天欢喜，愿地快乐，愿海和其中所有的充满的澎湃，愿田和其中所有的都欢乐。那时，林中的树木都要在神面前欢呼。十三节，因为他来了，他要审判全地，他要按公义审判世界，按他的信实审判万民。十三节，请读十三节。
Verse 13.For he is coming, for he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth.
这里又提，我们谈到说，因为前面说因为他拯救我们，后面说因为他审判我们，所以呢，我们想到神公义的审判，我们就要来歌颂神。
So when we know that God is going to judge with righteousness, we shall sing and proclaim.
这里当然要求天地海都一起来歌颂哦。
So here requires the earth, the oceans, everything to sing.
第十节他说，人在列邦要说呢，主已经作王了。
In verse 10 it says that the say among the nations, the Lord reigns.
他要按公义审判万民。
So according to righteousness, he will judge all.
你看我们这个世界啊，这是魔鬼暂时掌控的世界了。
And if you look at our world, it is controlled by Satan.
Temporarily,
Temporarily.
这个世界就好像一个烂苹果一样。
So this world is like a rotten apple.
里面很多的蛀虫啊，慢慢这个世界就腐坏了，苹果就坏了。
So there are a lot of worms inside this apple, and slowly this world will be destroyed.
我们常常说这个大纽约就是一个 big apple, 是一个大苹果。
And we often say this, New York City is like the big apple.
你知道我们现在的犯罪率比以前高了太多。
And so our rate of committing sin is much greater than before.
那我们的经济情况也比以前坏差了太多。
And our financial is much worse than before.
啊，所以在魔鬼掌权的世界，人间没有什么公义啊。
And so in a world that controlled by Satan, there's not much righteousness or.
啊，将来神要做啊，将来神要做王。
So in the future, God will reign as king.
啊，当然我们地上有百姓，神也会为我们伸冤。地上有神的百姓。
And so there will be God's people on this earth.
啊，当然魔鬼也是在神掌管的啦。
And also,
所以神有时候会 intervene， 神有时候会干涉。
And so even though Satan is still controlled by God, and sometimes God will intervene.
所以诗篇跟我们讲哦，五十八篇十一节说，义人还是会有善报的。
And so Psalms 58 verse 11, it says that surely God will judge the earth.
在地上啊，果然有施行判断的神啊。
So God will certainly judge.
所以我们看到有时候在地上有看到神的判断，公义的判断哦，我们真的会觉得。也很感谢，很喜乐。
And so sometimes when we have the right judgment, we are very joyful and thankful.
啊，所以遇到什么事情，我们基督徒真的不要为自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。
So as Christians, when we face something, we should not try to judge ourselves, but wait for God's judgment.
啊，因为主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
And so God says, judgment is with him; he will repay.
那其实也在记载，当我们有一个公义审判、啊、大家都在唱新歌啊，仿佛是新歌啊。
And so in Revelation says, when God is the judge of the righteous judge, everybody will sing and be joyful.、
啊、我们来看启示录十四章三到五节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter
14, 三到五节。
Chapter 14, verse 3 and 5.
十四章三到五节。
Chapter 14, 3 and 5.
以赛亚十四章三到五节，他们在宝座前，并在四活物和众长老面前唱歌，仿佛是新歌。除了从地上买来的那十四万四千人以外，没有人能学会。这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童身。羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做出熟的果子，归与神和羔羊。第五节，在他们口中查不出谎言来。他们也没有瑕疵的，请读第三节跟第五节。
Verse three, they sang as it were a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. Verse five, and in their mouth was found no deceit, for they were without fault before the throne of God.
哎，这个神的圣徒哦，审判从神的家开始，一审判之后，哎，没有谎言，没有瑕疵，他们是真的最后得救的一群十四万四千人。
And so this 144,000 saints, they did not do anything wrong, and they were saved.
他们唱一首仿佛是新歌啊，那这个歌一般人学不会了。
And they know this to sing this new song that no one else know.
真的呢，我们唱的歌，外邦人不懂也不会。
And indeed, the song we sing, the Gentiles do not know.
那我们再来教会唱安息生日，主必降福，赐下圣灵充满个人，快乐日，快乐日。那外邦人讲说，安息日你不上班不赚钱，还要去教会，去教会还要捐钱，什么快乐日，快乐日？他们学不会这样的歌了。
And so when we come to church, we sing many hymns, we are so joyful, but others saying we're wasting our time, we're not making money. How can we be joyful in church?
那我们唱说我家乃在天，我家乃在天，在世间为客旅，我家乃在天。外邦人听不懂你在唱什么，为什么你的家在天呢？明明你的家在台北市，在纽约啊。
So when we sing that heaven is our home, heaven is our home, the Gentiles do not understand why we sing that.
我们唱新歌，他们听不懂。
They cannot understand. We sing the new song.
啊，这是在世上啊，哦，啊，在天上我们得救了，神公义审判的这个歌，他们也学不会。
And so this is on earth, but also in heaven, they do not know how as well.
啊，以上我们谈到为什么要唱新歌？我们今天要让我们的生命充满了神的诗歌。
And so we mentioned why we have to sing the new song. So in our lives, it shall be filled with a new song.
有人说为什么会有歌呢？
Some people ask, why is there a song?
当人情感到一个极致，用哭或用笑，没有办法表达的时候，他写出歌曲来，表达内心最真诚的感受。
So when a person experiences either crying or laughter, sometimes there's emotions they cannot write down. They express with a song.
所以就写歌来表达内心的情感呢。
So they write songs to express what their hearts are feeling.
那我们这个救恩这么好，我们神这么公义，所以我们要常常对神来唱诗歌，生命充满了神的乐章。
And so how wonderful is our salvation and how good is God to us? So we should often sing God to God with a new song.
所以我们不要只是听那个 Spotify, 这个 Pandora 世上的歌曲，我们也要听一些圣诗啊，来净化我们的心灵，来歌颂天上的神。
So we should not only listen to Spotify or Pandora, but instead we shall listen to hymns from the church.
如果你在 Google 那个 video search 搜寻 True Jesus Choirs, 我们有同龄呢，把全世界的新加坡的、英国的、美国的所有诗班的，他把它录在一起。你可以在 YouTube 里面听啊。
And so if we search on YouTube for True Jesus Church Hymns, we can see that many of our churches from around the country, they have recorded and posted up.
那个英文是 True Jesus Church Choir, 中文应该是真耶稣教会的合唱团哦。可能英文才说起的大我想。
So if you search the keywords True Jesus Church Choir, you'll be able to receive many of these.
那再来诗篇九十八篇告诉我们怎么样来唱这些新歌。
In Psalms 98, it continues to tell us how we shall sing these new songs.
我们来读九十八篇的第四节到第六节。
Let's start Psalms 98, verse 4 to 6.
九十八篇四到六节。
Psalms 98, 4 to 6.
全地都要向主欢乐，要发起大声。欢呼歌颂，要用琴歌颂主，用琴和诗歌的声音歌颂他，用号和脚声在大君王主面前欢呼。请读
Verse 4, Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth, break forth in song. Rejoice and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the sound of his song. With trumpets and the sound of a horn, shout joyfully before the Lord the King.
这个唱怎么唱呢？当然，你人声本身就是一个最好的乐器之一。
And so, how can we sing? We can say that the human body is the perfect instrument.
所以这边说要用诗歌的声音，我们自己的声音要用出来哦。
So we have to use the sound of this hymn. So we have to use our own sound.
这边提到三种乐器，就是琴、号跟脚。
So here talks about three instruments. The trumpet, the harp.And
我们唱人间的歌或是神的歌呢，我们都发觉到都有乐器的伴奏。
And so when we sing the hymns, there are accompaniments of other instruments.
那有时候，比如说大卫他自己设立诗班，他也很注意乐器要怎么用。
So when David has established a choir, he knows what instruments to use.
他有时候也改变乐器的这个使用啊。
And sometimes he also changed the instrument's use as well.
我们看撒母耳记下的第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 6.
这里在记载他运约柜进大卫城啊。
And so here it says he took the ark to enter into the city.
第一次没有成功，那个当然没有成功跟诗歌没有绝对的关系。但是呢，他在第一次用的乐器呢，第二次成功的时候第二次他就想说，第一次没有成功，这个人还被打死，是不是我歌唱的乐器也要改变一下。
And so the first time when he brought the ark to the city was not successful, then the second time he thought, did I not do the hymns right?
其实当然这个跟诗歌不一定有绝对的关系，但是我们有看到他对乐器的改变使用。
So this is nothing related to the instruments, but he had also a change with the instruments.
我们看第六章第六节，这是第一次哦。
Of the first time, of chapter 6, verse 6.
Chapter 6, verse 5. 撒母耳记下六章五节，五节。
Chapter 6, verse 5.
大卫跟以色列全家在主面前用松木制造的各样乐器和琴瑟鼓拔锣做乐跳舞。请读。
Verse 5.Then David and all the house of Israel played music before the Lord of all kinds of instruments of fir wood, on harps, stringed instruments, on tambourines, on sistrums, and cymbals.
那这次主要的失败是他没有用神的方法来印约柜。
But the main reason is he did not use the proper way to carry the ark.
但是很奇妙，第二次哈，他这个从当代的乐器换为古典的乐器啊，古代的乐器啊。
The second time he changed the ancient instruments.
我们看十五节
Verse 15.
十五节这样大卫和以色列全家欢呼吹角将主的约柜抬上来。诶，好像最后一次只有欢呼跟吹角哦。
And so if you see the second time, he only shouted with the sound of trumpet.
我们哦，我们诗歌有乐器配的时候，我们要也要有一个分别的心啊哦。
So our hymns also have to be has a discernment of what kind of instruments.
那个我们都知道圣殿啊，要有一个分别圣地跟属地的一个墙。圣殿有一个墙，它是分别圣俗的，圣地跟属地的。
And so in the temple there is a division of the holies and of the holies of holies.
那今天我们不要把那个，就是比较那些舞会啦。夜总会啦，舞厅啦，他们弹奏的方法啊，他们那个重金属的乐器啊，他们那个那些啊，把它搬到教会里面来，我们真的要考虑一下，这样好不好？哎。
And so today in church, when we sing hymns, we should also be very careful to take on the instruments that they normally have in concerts or in dinner halls.Into church.
Concert 是没有关系。我现在是讲说那个 dancing club, 那种 rock and roll 的那种 DJ 的那种musics, So, 我们有时候要分别一下。
So we have to have a discernment of having those music that's very popular music, such as in dancing clubs, to bring that into church.
我们看耶利米书的十五章十九节。
Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 15.
耶利米书十五章十九节。
Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 15.
十五章十九节。
Chapter 15, verse 19.
主如此说：你若归回，我就将你再带来，使你站在我面前。你若将宝贵的和下贱的分别出来，你就可以当我的口，他们必归向你，你却不归向他们。请读。
Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, then I will bring you back. You shall stand before me. If you take out the precious from the vial, you shall be as my youth. Let them return to you, but you must not return to them.
这个先知啊，要懂得将这个卑贱的跟尊贵的要分别出来。
So being a prophet, he has to be able to discern what is vile and what is not.
这样我们可以继续做神的口啊。
So that we can continue to be the mouth of God.
这个在教会的乐器跟弹法，我们基本上要注意的原则就是，在教会的歌颂是要进到灵的深处，是预备人的心敬拜神。
And so the
或者是本身就在敬拜神。
So the hymns from the church has to be able to bring people's heart to God.
那外面的乐器通常是在激起那个emotional high 情绪的高昂。或是汲取那个肉体的情欲。
But there are also many kinds of music and instruments from outside that arouse the emotions from a person.
所以弹法跟乐器还是要有一些同样的乐器也可以有不同的弹法。我们真的弹的方法跟一些乐器的时候我们要很小心。
And also there's different uses even for the same instrument the way you play them.
我常常觉得说、哦、如果 你真的不知道、哦、禁食三天再去听你就知道什么是神喜欢的禁食祷告三天你再去听你就知道有些乐器真的可以让你更亲近神有些乐器、哦、真的会 让你离开神越来越远了。
So if you don't, you could try to fast and pray for 3 days, then you will see what kind of music will draw you close to God and the other music will not.
我们在非洲有一个教会，他们那个弹奏的方法，唱的方法，其实跟外教会都一模一样。
We have a church in Africa, the way they play the music and the way sing is just like outside people.
那我们不反对用，一定要。不可以用鼓，我没有这样讲，对不对？但是你在唱带领的时候，你要注意是，我再讲一遍，是 emotional high 还是 spiritual depth， 是情绪的激发而已，还是把人带到神面前
？So we did not forbid them from playing those music, but so we have to talk about emotional high or go enter into a spiritual depth.
几乎每一个连总传道进入那个教会去哈，唱诗的时候他没有走出来啊。正道的时候才进去啊！我听到几乎每一个连总去那个非洲教会的传道都是诗歌的时候呢，就走出去啊，没办法唱，没有办法跟他们一起唱，因为那个你听起来跟夜总会没有什么不一样 ，nightclub 没有什么不一样。
So I have heard that every single IA pastor who go there when during the time of music worship they will walk out, and when they're finished they walk in because the music they're playing has nothing, no difference than a like a dance club.
有一次音乐营啊，我听一个资深的传道说哈，那一次的音乐选择没有太谨慎。
And so once I heard a pastor say during one of the music seminars that they did not have a sacred music.
有一首比较俗话，结果那一场音乐营就有撒旦的工作。
So one of the music they sang was too popular, and so because of that, there was the work of Satan.
所以我们要真的懂得下贱的尊贵的要分出来，然后用适当的乐器啊来敬拜神。我说乐器有时候是中性的，适当的方法弹奏的方法来敬拜神。
So we must have the correct and the right way that we can worship God through music.
啊，最后我们来谈就是啊，最后他邀约大家一起来唱新啊这些新歌啊。
So lastly, we'll talk about inviting all to come to worship God with music.
我们教会要建立成一个充满诗歌的教会。
So our church shall be established a church is worshiping God with music.
有的教会有儿童诗班，有青年诗班，有成人诗班，有老人诗班。
So some church will have a children's choir, a youth choir, adult choir, and even senior choirs.
布道会的时候，各种不同的诗班啊，在那边来歌颂神。
And so during evangelical service, all kinds of choirs will sing and praise God.
所以我们要懂得邀约啊，来一起歌颂，来唱新歌。
So we must know how to invite all to come sing the new song.
我们看九十八篇的第七节到第八节。
Let's turn to Psalms 98, verse 7 and 8.
这是对大自然的邀约。
So this is an invitation to all.
我们看第七节，愿海和其中所充满的澎湃，世界和住在其间的也要发声，愿大水拍手，愿诸山在神面前一同欢呼。
Verse 7, let the sea roar and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord.
很奇妙，这边说愿海啊，这个能够跟其中所充满的都澎湃啊，那世界跟其间的有发声啊。
So here is very, very interesting because it says, let the sea roar and its fullness, let the world who dwell in it.
那大水也拍手啊。
Even the rivers clap their hands.
如果你有时间去 Google 去搜寻一下，你找那个 sound of relaxation， 那些让你很放松、精神放松的音乐，那其中你会找到各种不同海的声音。
So if you have time, you could do search on the internet, and you could search on the relaxation songs from nature.
你可以听到海浪的声音。
You can hear the waves of the sea.
在不同的时候，海会发出不同的声音。
In different times, the ocean will have different kind of sounds.
他们也录了这个风吹动树的声音。
And they have recorded that the wind has blown the leaves.
他们也去录那些在森林的鸟叫的声音。
They have recorded all the birds chirping in the forest.
你会知道大自然的声音真的你用心听会让你的心静下来。
And if you really listen to these nature songs, your heart will be calmed.
我记得我做牧师会教会的时候，有一个弟兄，他们有一些他在管理一些公园
I still remember when I was pastoring the Hawaii churches. There are some brethren they managed the forests.
那个公园很奇妙，它从山顶上那个它的福地一直延到海边。
And so the forest, the land goes from the top of the mountain to the edge of the sea of the ocean.
那有一个人呢，他就做一个 water pipe 用竹子做一个这个水的管子呢。然后呢，那个竹子当然也有变化粗细什么的，那就从那个水就从上头一直流到海边自然就是山泉水
And so there's a person who created a pipe all the way from the top to the bottom.And the water flow freely in it.
他说在傍晚的时候，你走在这个山间，你听这个流水的声音，你就觉得这里就好像天堂一样。
And so he said, during the evening, if you listen to the water flowing from this pipe, it's like heaven. It is so smooth.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看到大自然也在歌颂神。
So, brother, sister, we can see that nature also sing and praise God.
就像诗歌说的，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
And so we just like the psalm it says, proclaim God's glory and proclaim His news.
所以我们也要邀约弟兄姐妹一起来歌颂神。
So we must also invite others to come worship God together.
我记得有个老弟兄，他看到他的孙子他什么都好，可是呢。就是爸爸妈妈没有给他鼓励这个音乐的性向，音乐的兴趣。
So I know there's this elderly brother. The only thing he liked everything, but the only thing he doesn't like is that his parents did not give him the education of music.
就是给他 grandson parents 没有给他，就是所以他说这个音乐少了音乐呢，人生少了许多的乐趣陪伴。那对我们来说呢，少了音乐，你少了很多赞美神、歌颂神、传扬神的机会。
And so he says that when we lack music, actually we lack a very important thing, and also one tool to proclaim God and preach about God.
我们中国话说，学琴的孩子不会变坏。
And so in Chinese, there's a saying: if the children learns music, they will not be bad.
其实我觉得不一定了，是学。这个神的孩子不会变坏，但是在神的世界里面，音乐崇拜扮演非常重要的角色。
So it might not be a completely correct, but as long as they worship God with music, they will not be bad.
那这个音乐本身会带给孩子力量、安慰，尤其是我说圣乐有说这个诗歌
So especially the sacred music will bring all the benefits to a child, especially.
就是我们的孩子不太喜欢学乐器
And sometimes the children does not like to learn instruments.
但是有一个妈妈，她有点坚持她孩子很讨厌，她有一点点坚持。
And so there's one mom who is very he keeps pushing the child to learn even though the child doesn't.
可是孩子没兴趣怎么办呢？不想学音乐
But then the child doesn't have no interest. What can you do?
后来给他换一个老师
And later on, change the teacher.
因为那个孩子有变化，因为那个老师很有耐性
And so the children became better because that teacher is very patient.
后来这个妈妈发觉到这个孩子有音乐，对他这一辈子影响太大了
And so the mother later on realized how important is the influence of this music to the child.
弟兄姐妹，我们要常常学会歌颂神。
And brother, sister, we have to learn to always sing to the Lord.
你生命有什么问题有时候你借着唱诗会带给你安慰，带给你力量。
Sometimes even though you have problems, but when you listen to hymns, it will give you strength.
尤其很多诗歌都在感谢，对不对？
And especially many hymns are giving thanks.
当你有困难又懂得感谢，这个就是信心的表现。
So when you face difficulty, but you're able to give thanks, that is your strength.
你知道神多喜爱这样的一种歌颂吗？这样一种祷告吗？
Do you know how much God will be pleased with this kind of prayer?
我们都学过耶沙华跟敌人战争的时候，他先把诗歌队摆在军队面前。
And we have learned how Jehoshaphat battles with the outside. He put the hymn before the soldiers.
刚刚一唱诗，神就埋伏兵，把敌人打得落花流水。
So when they are singing hymns, God would defeat their enemies like the water.
结果呢，他们那个战胜品捡了三天，捡不完呢。
And so they were able to resolve within 3 days.
啊，那个 the prayer 哦。不是 pray 的，那个就是战利品呐、啊，就是呀的、我不晓得战利品怎么讲，就是啊，他们后来一直唱诗，一直捡这些战胜品啊，回到圣殿继续感谢。
And so they were able continuously sing, and they were able to be victorious and go to the temple.
最近呢，我读了一篇见证，我很感动。这个见证本身的转泪呢，也跟诗歌有很大的关系。
So once I read a testimony, this very related to hymns.
啊，这个见证在法拉盛的祷告啊，有一个姐妹po出来的哈，就是有关翁秀丽传道在见证一个姐妹得了硬皮症的故事啊。
And so this testimony is related to Flushing, sister hearing, a pastor sharing a testimony.
啊，这个姐妹啊，参加灵会啊三天。
So the sister attended spiritual convocation for 3 days.
她都不敢跟人家接近啊。
So she did not dare to draw close to others.
啊，尤其上洗手间。
Especially
都等到没有人的时候，她才去。
Especially she'll wait everybody has left, then she'll go to the restroom.
啊，为什么呢
？Why?
她说传道，问传道，传道，神既然我相信了，为什么我连坐着小便都不行？我一定要站着小便呢？
And so this sister asked the pastor, saying, how come I do not even dare to bend down for the going to pee, but I have to stand?
为什么神给我这么大的羞辱啊?
And Lord, how come God has given me such a great shame?
让我一个连做一个女人的资格都没有了。
So that I do not even have the status as being a woman.
因为那个硬皮症哦，他从他的脚开始。那个脚的大腿的皮肤一硬呢，他就蹲不下来。那他蹲不下来尿尿要站着，他怕人家看啊。所以呢，整个灵会当中神也没依他啊，结果就让他都是要等到没有人在洗手间，他才敢这样做。
So because she had a disease from the foot forward, that she could not bow down to pee, so.She had to stand to pee. That's why.
那有这个病症，她其实失去了好多先生。后来跟她离婚。
And so, because of this illness, she has lost the opportunity to marry, and even she, her husband has left her.
她因为这个病没有办法照顾孩子，这个离婚法院也判孩子给先生。
And so, because of this illness, she cannot even keep her child because the court has given the child to the father.
后来硬皮症到手，没办法打电脑，她。那个没有办法微笑，他的工作也失去了。
And so because of her illness, she cannot even type with her hands, and she has lost her job.
啊，所以当他来教会的时候，他可以说一无所有。
So she came to this church with nothing.
他健康没有了，快乐没有了，丈夫没有了，女儿没有了，工作没有了，经济来源也没有了。
And she has lost everything in her life, when she came to church.
那医生说他只能够活三年。
So the doctor says she can only live for 3 years.
跟传道说，她真的想死啊，活着实在是太没尊严了。
So she told the pastor, saying she wanted to die because it was too painful to continue.
她说，问传道，神不是灵吗？为什么神不医我呢？
And so she asked the pastor, isn't God a spirit? How come he doesn't heal me?
传道跟她讲，不可以自杀哦，自杀进不了天国。你在人间这么辛苦了，你将来一定要努力进天国，去享受那里的快乐。
So the pastor says, you cannot commit suicide because if you commit suicide, you cannot go to heaven and you will not go to heaven one day.
他传道给他一个观念、哦、通常神的作为在你做圣工的时候呢，在你传福音的时候呢，有时候神的作为就跟着你啊。
And so the pastor gave her a concept that when you do God's work, God will sometimes reveal his word to you.
他说传道我这个样子，我传福音，神都没有医治我，所以要听我传福音啊。
And say, pastor say, if I preach, and then nobody who will listen to me.
刚好他一个同学遇到极大的困难，打电话给他说要自杀。
And just happens she had a friend call her saying she want to commit suicide.
他就跟他讲说呢，我是你最好的朋友，你自杀之前我们一定要做见最后一面。其实他朋友已经准备好药了，吃一吃他就死了。他就是要不让他死，故意跟他讲说你要见到我再死。
And so because she says I'm your best friend, you cannot commit suicide without seeing me first.
结果他去就跟他传福音了。
And once she met her, she preached.
那他见证到就是回来的时候呢，他朋友因为没有自杀，谈耶稣也听得很高兴。哇，他一回来就边开车啊，本来开车也是很难的，因为他硬皮症嘛哦，靠着主啊回来，这个看到主耶稣的这个恩典，人家没有死了，边唱诗啊，边感谢啊，边唱诗边感谢啊。
So she testified that when she, her friend did not commit suicide, when she returned back driving, she was so joyful, she proclaimed with hymns.
你知道唱诗本身有力量哦。
So there's great strength was singing hymns.
那天晚上她洗澡的时候，怎么会提到？哎，怎么洗澡间的水都被堵住了？
And so that evening when she took a shower, she discovered how come all the water got stuck.
一看啊，就是她那个硬皮啊，通通掉下来了。神就这样医治他了。
And then she saw that all her thick skin has fallen off. God has healed her.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要歌唱啊，向神来唱新歌啊。
And so, brother, sister, we have to sing a new song and praise God.
他救赎你。
And then it will become yours.
他救他 ，He saved you. 他给你很多恩典。
And He has given us much mercy and grace.
他很有公义。
He has much righteousness.
我们用好的乐器来歌颂他。
And let's use a good instrument to sing hymns.
我们大家一起来跟天地歌颂他。
Let's all together sing hymns to him.
你会知道你的生命会有奇妙的改变。
You will discover wonderful changes in your life.
啊，我们以上啊，这样彼此分享，我们来祷告。
Let's all pray right now.
我们祷告要请大家记得为要将举开的灵恩布道会来祷告，为慕道朋友来祷告。
Let's all pray for all the evangelical spiritual communication and also all the truth seeker friends.
我们祷告15分钟，一起来祷告。
Pray for 15 minutes. Let's pray.